Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Before we get to our next guest, I want to remind you that the fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. And the fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So before the break, we were talking about Pitt basketball. Big game tomorrow against Syracuse at Syracuse. Chance to snap a four-game losing streak. Let's go out to the fan hotline and bring in the Post-Gazette, Stephen Thompson, to talk a little bit about that. Stephen, how were travels to Syracuse? How was your evening so far?
My evening's been great. Travel's not exactly as smooth as I expected. Chris Carter and I hit a little bit of snow that we did not expect, but we made it to Syracuse alive and in one piece. And
that's good.
That's really all we can hope for. We're excited for a nice night in Syracuse and a good game tomorrow.
Very good. Let's talk about that a little bit. No game in the middle of the week. Read some quotes coming out of there about Pitt needing to be a little bit more like a bully. A couple guys called that a very good reset. You were down there, I believe, for both media availabilities. What was the tone from players and Jeff Capel as they try to snap this four-game losing streak?
Yeah, I think this team kind of gets their personality from Jeff Capel, and Jeff was a little pissed off this week, as they should be. This team didn't play up to their standard over the past 2 weeks. I mean, losing to Duke, it's a little easier to explain that away. But losing to teams like Clemson and Louisville and especially Florida State, you know, Clemson and Louisville, you feel like are kind of on the same station as Pitt. But Florida State is a team that Pitt shouldn't lose to. You know, Pitt, we're accustomed to thinking of Pitt at a certain level in the ACC, and even after the past couple of years where they've won a bunch of games. I mean, this is the most talented team that Jeff Capel has had. It isn't a team that should, you know, look like they are, you know, being overwhelmed physically. I think, I think most about that Duke game where, you know, Duke's going to overwhelm a lot of teams like that. But that Florida State game, you know, they should have been a little bit more competitive in that one. And it just feels like it is something different in every game where they are, you know, they're losing the rebounding battle against Louisville or Florida State versus, winning the rebounding battle against Clemson or something like that. But the late game execution on offense isn't very good. And just throughout this 2 week losing streak, 4 game losing streak, it feels like it has always been something different. And so you're just looking for them to put together a consistent effort across 40 minutes. And that's what we're looking for up here against Syracuse, a team that they lost to twice last year. Is just, you know, them to be the team that we saw through the first, and let's call it 2 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think this is a good team. And I think they've just lost their way a little bit. And this past week, you know, I think they've had a chance to really reflect on that and watch a lot of film and get a little pissed off, honestly. I think they're upset. I think they're a little pissed about
I like it.
About how they've looked. I mean, they are you know, regardless of how they've looked over the past couple of weeks, I think they're better than this, and I think they know that. It's just a matter of if they play up to their standard or not this weekend especially.
Yeah, so the direct quote from Jalen Lowe was, the one thing you'd say is be more of a bully. People come out here and bully us first. Can't have that. That's not like us. We've got to go out there and be on the attack first instead of waiting. So, I mean, in a basketball sense, Stephen, what does that mean? Does that mean more aggressive with shots, winning the rebounding battle? I don't know. Like, what sort of things can they change tactically to be more of a bully?
Yeah, I mean, so I think it starts more on the defensive end. You know, at the point of attack, you know, when you are guarding a guy one-on-one, when the guy got the ball in his hands, you can't let him get past you. You got to be able to move your feet. You got to be strong with your movements. You got to be active with your hands, everything like that. And I think the bigger thing for Pitt is when it happens on the defensive end. Or the offensive end, excuse me. Like, they have to be stronger with the ball. If not, turn the ball over more often. They have to, you know, be a little bit more deliberate with their movement on offense. I think if they're able to score more on the inside, if they're able to offensive rebound a little bit, it sounds really rudimentary, but setting the tone in that sense is really important for them. Starting fast has been a problem for this Pitt team over the past few weeks. So if they're able to, you know, set the tone in that sense, grab a few offensive rebounds like they were able to against Clemson, that would be huge. You know, if Jalen Lowe and Ish Leggett are able to get into the paint a little bit and find their way to some buckets on the inside, that would be really huge. I don't know. It's a bit of an attitude thing. You'll kind of see it you'll notice it when you see it. You'll know it when you see it. But Pitt's got to, it's all the little things. It's screening hard. It's going after loose balls. It's scoring on the interior. It's being strong with the ball and not turning it over. Those are things going to tell you that this Pitt team is determined and has taken this losing streak personally and is ready to turn it around this weekend.
Couple more minutes with Stephen Thompson of the Post Gazette. You can follow Stephen on Twitter or X at Stephen with PHETHOM. JJ Starling is kind of a unique player. You wrote about him. Doesn't do a lot of his damage from beyond the 3-point line, but is a guard. What's the challenge in guarding him? What kind of things can he do to threaten Pitt?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, I mean, so he is going to attack the rim. He's going to play off his teammates as well. He's got some teammates who can also score on the interior as well, and he plays off of them. But it's going to take some discipline, you know? I mean, don't get lured into the – I mean, he makes about 30% of his 3-point shots, which, you know, isn't a ton, but it's enough to make you think about it. And so whoever's on him. It's going to be a combination of Ish Leggett, Damian Dunn, and then maybe some Zach Austin as well if they want to put some size on him because he's about 6'6". But, you know, you just got to stay down. I mean, stay on the floor. Respect his ability to drive as well. And I think the biggest thing is don't put your bigs in a bad situation. You know, foul trouble has been a problem for Guillermo Diaz-Graham and Cam Corin in the past as well. And if you're able to defend Starling individually, there aren't a ton of guys on the Syracuse team that can hurt you on offense. So, you know, the pick game plan, at least for the guards and the perimeter, should be stay down, keep them in front, make life difficult for them, and really just don't put your bigs in a bad situation because Syracuse is a team, not just Starling. They love to make score a lot of their points at the rim and on the inside of the three-point arc. They're not tremendous shooters from outside of three-point range. So just make life difficult for them. Make them make tough shots, and if they make them, you can tip your cap to them. But don't put your bigs in bad situations, and if you're a pit guard, just stay in front of them. And that's the most that you can hope for. And if they want to take some really difficult shots from outside, that's all on them. But that's something you'd prefer if you're pit.
Stephen Thompson, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy your Syracuse evening.
Thanks, Nate. Jason, appreciate it.
All right, take care. Make sure to check out Stephen Thompson's coverage in the Post-Gazette. He and Chris Carter will have plenty from this one tomorrow. Again, follow Stephen on Twitter, at Stephen, with a P-H-E-Tom, T-H-O-M. Going to take a short break. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I've had here in my notes and stuff that I wanted to talk about that I haven't been able to talk about or have but gotten caught up doing other things. But anyway, we have the 10 o'clock chicken wing draft with myself and Charlie Borges. I want to make sure we get to all of the pertinent points before I can wipe the floor with Charlie and my selection of chicken wing flavors. Don't go anywhere. Sports Talk Radio, 93.7 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.